God bless you today. We want to thank you for calling Daily Inspiration. Brother Jeff here again, hoping that you are seeking the Lord. Let's go back to the book of James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into the diverse temptations. James 1, verse 2. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing. Now we're going to go to verse 5. We covered those couple of verses yesterday. If any of you lack wisdom, God is telling you, let him ask of God. Do you lack wisdom? We're just going to stop at verse 5 today. Do you lack wisdom? If you lack wisdom, do you know the source of wisdom? It's God. It's God. And I'll tell you a real shortcut. We know the wisdom comes from God. We know all things come from God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you'll learn to fear the Lord, guess what you're just going to get as a byproduct? The prime product is fearing God. The byproduct is wisdom. And it says if you seem to be lacking in wisdom, godly wisdom, then you can just go to God. Verse 5 says, and it tells you about how God gives wisdom. All men get it liberally. You got to ask for wisdom. Have you ever just honestly said, God, I need wisdom, and you said you give wisdom, so Lord, please, I don't deserve to have your wisdom. I'm not worthy of the least of your mercies, but God, you said to ask for wisdom. So Father, please grant me wisdom. And he says he gives it to you liberally. That means abundantly. The word liberal is not a bad word. We have this foolish political war going on, and they so-called liberals and conservatives. Oh, God, deliver the people of God from anything but praying and fasting and standing in the gap for a rogue nation and rogue leaders. We're supposed to pray that the Christian could have an abundant life in a wicked world. We could stand for Jesus. God, forgive all the Christians that are torn up in this political war, siding with God haters, basically. Help us, Lord. We would go to the true source. No problem of America will ever be solved in the White House. The problems of America are going to be solved at my house when I can serve God and lead my family. And then I'll be able to function in a church that'll be salt and light to a wicked world. Oh, God, starts at my house. Then if our house is right, then the church house can be right, and the church can save the nation by its stand for righteousness and truth. So God gives wisdom to us liberally. That's abundantly and freely, and upbraideth not. That means he don't fuss at you and say, remember last time you asked for it, and I gave you some, you didn't do nothing with it. No. God said he's not going to pull that card on you. He's just going to lovingly give you more. And it says, but you better ask in faith without wavering. So when you ask for wisdom, you better be ready to get it, and you better be ready to do something with it and get your faith strengthened. Don't waver. Believe God. Well, there's a few secrets there that may help you get through this day with victory in Jesus. May the good Lord bless you today and help you to serve him better.